Okay, good evening, YouTube. Welcome to episode 28 of the FPL family. My name is Lee. This is Sam. And a great man once said, there are two great teams in this city, Liverpool and Liverpool Reserves. What a fantastic performance by the kids today. Liverpool with their B team, very much a B team, with maybe the exception of maybe Gomez and Milner.
Would we call it a B team or would we just call it the youth
team? A mixture of B team and youth, because I don't think you can call Lallana youth. I don't think you can call Gomez youth anymore. And you definitely can't call Milner youth.
Old man Milner went off.
Old man Milner.
Couldn't keep up with the kids, could he?
Just one game too many for Millie, wasn't it? Such a shame. But there we go. Liverpool into the hat for the fourth round. Spurs also into the hat for the fourth round. So all good, despite a bit of a, I don't know, how did you think of the performance bit? Flaky-ish.
All good is not a phrase that I've ever heard bandied around Spurs in the last
couple of weeks.
6 months.
Nah, not looking good. But nevertheless, Liverpool and Spurs both into the hat. And of course, we'll be making a big deal of Liverpool versus Spurs in game week 22. So this is our game week 22 preview live stream. Welcome to the live stream, guys. Loads to catch up on. We will talk a bit about Christmas and the fixtures. We'll talk a bit about where we are in overall rank right now, because we never really had time to do a game week 21 reaction video. We never got round to that. So let's very, very briefly talk about our scores in that game week. Not least,
a long time ago.
Not least because I did bloody brilliantly and I want to tell you all about this. So I'm quite
happy
to talk about that.
If you'd have had a bad game week, we'd have just forgotten all about
it. Yeah, we would not be talking about it. 100% not talking about it. But Grealish jamminess off the bench and Cantwell jamminess off the bench will absolutely take it.
I still stand by the fact that I would rather have had Vardy playing against Newcastle in that game than I would have Cantwell off my bench. Because
yeah,
I still
think
Vardy would have done better.
I think you're right. And by the end of Christmas, had you had enough? Did you need this FA Cup break? Or were you kind of like, nah, come on, more football?
No, I needed a break.
Yeah, do you know what? I felt a bit like that too. And I've listened to a couple of pods and the guys on the like Planet FPL pod. And I've listened to, you know, I went on the FPL pod last week and Jeff and Jules were there and Kelly was there. And we were all saying, do you know what? By the time we put our pens down on game week 21, I think this FA Cup break has kind of come at a reasonable time, don't you?
Yeah.
Gives us a bit of time. I certainly have two free transfers in the bank as well as a cool £1 million burning a hole in my pocket. So I'm kind of happy, guys. Tell us in the comments what you think. Kind of happy to have this 2 weeks just to take stock. I felt like I was being quite blasé with my transfers over Christmas. No, I was, because I said this on the pod, I had one every sort of few, 3 or 4 days, so I felt quite reactionary, and I felt like I was out of my rhythm a little bit. I felt like I liked my rhythm of listening to my podcast during the week, make my decisions on a Friday.
You're such an old man.
Set the team up. No, I like a bit of regularity.
You're such a granddad. Just imagine you sat there with your pipe and slippers, like, oh, better listen to my next pod.
I wonder if @FPLGrandad has been taken on Twitter.
I don't know, but if it hasn't, that should have been you. Never mind FPL family.
Just because I like planning ahead and having a bit of time to have, do
just
some analysis.
It's a whole fan thing to say.
Anyway, welcome to the stream, guys. If you're new around here, leave us a like and hit that subscribe button if you're new around here. If this is your first ever FPL family, get into the live chat, get into the comments. I want to hear from you. Is this new year, new you, new FPL, looking for some hints and tips? You've come to absolutely the right place because Sam is here and I just host. So there we go. Let's get on to, before we do polls and before we do hellos and all that sort of stuff, real quick, whistle stop tour of where we are, right? Game week 21 in the books a long time ago. Feels like ages ago. Game week 21 feels like ages ago.
To the point where I actually need my phone to look at my team because I can't see it.
It will be quite small over here, yeah. So have a look on your phone. I will very quickly talk through my team. So 73 points, guys, in game week 21, which I was delighted with. Absolutely delighted with. Give me a green arrow of about 30k, which when you're up in the top 100k, to take a chunk of, you know, a third out your rank, I was very, very happy with that. A massive slice of luck, guys. Don't get me wrong. I was obviously very happy with Madison, and I chose to pay Cantwell over Grealish, which, you know, at the time when Grealish's haul comes in, I'm like, oh, that's, you know, looked like a disaster. But of course, the Jamie Vardy news had already come through. Cantwell, had that come through? No, I think Grealish had his 13, and I was waiting for somebody to have a rest.
Then
the Vardy news come
through.
Yeah,
because I seem to remember the shouting up the stairs to you that Grealish had scored.
Yeah, and I was like,
and expecting a reaction, and you going, oh, whatever. Yeah. And then you came down, and I was like, but Grealish scored. And you were just like, yeah, but I've benched him. And I was just like, what?
And that was my key decision leading up to 21. It was like, do I bench Cantwell or Grealish?
The answer was neither.
So the answer was probably neither. But now look at the rest of my team. Like, well, who do I bench out of that lot? So obviously when the news came through about Vardy, I was obviously happy because, you know, then I had Cantwell and Grealish and I had Madison as well. So I had this kind of trio in the middle. And of course, Salah got the goal as well for Liverpool. So my midfield doing absolute bits. Trent doing, you know, what was it, 6 or 8 points? Can't even remember if he got some bonus points. But again, Trent just doing Trent things, right?
No, just absolutely just sensational. Six.
Just okay. Six for Trent, which is kind of like a bit disappointed for Trent to just get a six. It was crazy. And then my KDB vice captain, as a lot of you guys had Kevin De Bruyne as vice captain, never really paid off. But listen, I didn't really think that he was going to be a mentor against Everton. Hence, I just put him as a safe vice, really, more than anything else. And I guess I could have put the vice on Salah or Mane, but I had some rotation fears in the back of my head, given we're at the end of Christmas. So I thought, well, KDB's safe. I'll go with him. Probably should have put it on Salah, guys. But listen, I'm not going to moan. 73 points is really good. I'm very happy with that. Don't know what my overall game week rank was, but my overall rank is now at 65k. So having floated around... I know, I'm getting like dizzy up here, but after floating around 100k for many, many weeks, to take a bit of a step up to 65, I was very pleased about it. Very pleased. So I've got to stay there now. That's the important bit. I've got to stay there. How did your team get on? Oh, no, that's the question. We'll come to those in a minute. 65 points for you in game week 21 and an overall rank up to, was it Green Arrow up to 9?
Yeah, took a third off my rank as
nice.
Well.
Nice, so yeah, nice. Okay.
I'd, if you remember back to 20 went particularly badly. Had a red arrow down to, that was the week where KDB doing bits was killing me, even though I had him because I didn't captain him.
Yeah.
Down to 14K, so back up to 9. Before Mane scored, I was up to 5.
I was going
to
say, until the Mane goal, when only Salah had scored, you're up in like 4 or 5K, weren't you?
5K, yeah.
Oof. Awesome.
Serious nosebleed territory.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, and then obviously Mane did what Mane does and ended up at 9. You know, actually, I think if you'd have said to me at the beginning of game week 21, by the end of this game week, you'll be back in the top 10K, take a third off your rank, I'd have been like, yep. Yeah. And it's one of the things that I think I need to take as a kind of a bit of a learning point for FPL this year is that I spend a lot of time looking at my live rank, and I think
especially mid games
it kills you a little bit because you kind of I don't do it for the clean sheets because the clean sheets can just go.
Oh, that is tempting fate, isn't it?
You can't look at it for clean sheets. But every time there's a goal, I'll check what impact that's had because it's kind of. You just can't help it. Or I can't help it anyway. I'm a bit addicted to it. But yeah, it hurt. That Liverpool game hurt because the Mane one, it was like... And as soon as he scored, I said to you, that is going to kill me. And it
well,
did.
Well, listen, but listen, 9K.
But
9K, Sam, come on. That's bloody brilliant. So
yeah.
All right.
I mean...
To be up in 4 or 5 would have been sensational, but 9 is very, very good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy with them, actually. It was a decent week all round. Trent obviously doing what Trent does, as you've said. Soyuncu was great again. Salah with the goal, which was fab. Moutinho didn't bench him this time. He actually came in, so that was great.
Nice.
Cantwell was great. Ings, as always, is unbenchable in my mind. And then Tammy with something, but again, I'm still pondering on whether that something was enough.
All right. All to be discussed, these players, as we go into game week 2 and it's 22.
Vice captain was on Ali, who I genuinely believed would do better than he did.
Yeah.
So actually, because I spent, and Leo vouched for this, I spent a lot of time in the build-up to game week 21 kind of pondering on, should I captain Dele or should I captain Vardy? And in the end, it was a very much a shield pick to do Vardy, and I wanted to do Dele. So when I heard Vardy hadn't played or wasn't playing, I was like, well... That's quite good for me. I wanted to captain Dele, so fine. And then Dele was, well, I don't even know if we can blame Dele. We just blame Spurs.
Well, much more on Spurs. Hold the Spurs talk for now. Because
I'm not talking about Spurs.
We've got a lot to discuss when it comes to Spurs and what you guys are doing with Ali. And obviously, if you've got Kane, you've got to get rid of him. What are the Moura owners doing? Anybody jumping back onto Son, etc., now that he's back into the team and presumably going to play up front on his own in Kane's absence. More on that a bit later on. Let's do the hellos before we get to the polls. And what I'd like to hear from you guys is where you are in your overall rank. How did you get on in game week 21? If you can remember what points you got in game week 21. But also tell us your overall rank as well as we go through that. So let's have a look. Let's get into this and let's see. I'll tell you what we'll do is we'll put our Twitter on the left-hand side. There we go. There's the tweets. There's the Twitter. And we'll do the polls in just a second. But let's go to the live chat and see who is in. So Phil Plum is in. Good evening, Lee and Sammy says. Good evening, Phil Plum. Josh is in and moderating. How are we doing, Josh? Very nice to see you. FPL Tips is here. Hello, Harry. How are you?
Oh, 200... Harry's in.
220k. Why did you say that?
Because Richarlison. Richarlison.
What? Scored in 21.
Yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't score against the kids, though, could he? Come on, Liverpool.
Yeah, but I'm not bothered about that. I'm going to have to buy my Chelsea mug.
Oh, is that it? Was that it?
No, no. I think we've still got... Harry, we're going to 24, aren't we, I think? I think we've got two game weeks.
You are now. Harry was going up until 21. Now you're going to 24.
No, I think we're going to 24. I got the feeling we said that's when Everton's... Yeah, I think we said 24, but yeah. He's taken a lead now.
Nice. All right, let's see who else
devastated.
Is in.
Devastated.
Jammy Dodger is here. How are we doing? Garfield Rob is here. Hayley and Sammy says... Joe Finley Badder in and moderating. How are you doing?
Hello,
good
Joe.
Evening from Abu Dhabi, he says. Very nice, Joe.
Nodding from Abu Dhabi.
He says, let's not talk about the FA Cup. Let's not talk. He says, you're in the hat. You're in the hat, Joe. Relax. You're in the hat. I might have been a draw. It might have played another game, but listen, we're in the hat. Tips is saying 26, we agreed, Sam.
Oh, 26. This has got even better then. Sigurdsson's got another 5 weeks to do nothing.
Loads of time. Liam Healy is here. How are we doing, Liam? He says, 53 points in game week 21. Overall rank up to 1.3 million. Very nice, Liam. Charlie Campbell is here. How are we doing? I'm now 1 million. Who do I get for Kane? Well, listen, Charlie, we're going to talk in a bit more detail about the Spurs options and who you might do for Kane, etc., etc. Because you can literally go anywhere from Kane, can't you?
I mean, that
literally
is the benefit anywhere. Of owning Kane, is that you can have anybody yeah. pretty much that you would like.
Absolutely. Balazzi is saying 45 points, 38k down to 63k overall. Well, listen, Balazzi, 63k. It's still a very, very nice score indeed. Very nice overall rank. Divine Boa Fires here. Good evening from Ghana.
Ooh.
He or she says, good evening. How are we doing? Stealth Panda. Hey, 178k, he says. Nice. I would say 100... Oops. Shouldn't have pressed that. There we go. 178k, I would say. That's my finger just touched the tab for some reason. 178k is a nice foundation to build on, I would say, right now. I would say you've got every chance of getting up towards 50-60k by the end of the season.
I wrote an article for the Scouts this week talking about the FA Cup break and various other stuff. But part of my kind of key, one of my key points in it was that for me, Christmas and where you are after Christmas is kind of the building stages for the rest of the season. And I think it comes to this point where if you're up there already, it's really easy to just build from that.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Ferdy Moore is here. How are we doing? 50 points, game week 21. 15k to 180k in 6 weeks. So, a bit of a slippery slope for Ferdy there. Needs to stop the rot somehow, Ferdy. You need to get on those differentials, mate. We can help you with those a bit later on. Callum Gray is in. Got Ings in for Kane. And he's got 4.3 million sitting in the bank. Happy days. Happy days.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think that's a brilliant transfer. If you've got Kane and you haven't got Ings...
Kane to
Ings
does sound like a no-brainer, although Ings' fixtures are difficult. We'll talk about that a bit later on.
I mean, who cares? The guy scores against everyone. He scored against Liverpool, he scored against Spurs, he scored against everybody.
Well, both those Liverpool and Spurs goals were gimmies, if you remember. But
not the one against us last week.
Oh, no, that was a good goal. No, that was a good goal. Hamed is here. He says, first time here enjoying your stream. Hamed, welcome. Nice of you to come along to your first ever FPL Family live stream. Hit that subscribe button, mate, while you're here. Alex Wicks is here. Yansky is here. 685k roundabout. And a bit of a teary emoji, Jansky. There is plenty of time, mate. Plenty of time. There are but 17 game weeks left of the season. Maybe even 17 game weeks left.
That is bonkers.
Loads of time to go. Loads of time to go.
17.
Andrew Martin says, anyone else still in the cup? You in the cup? No, out the cup.
No, I went out on the toss of a coin.
You went out on a virtual coin toss, didn't you? Which you were very upset about. Very upset.
Never been so annoyed in all my life.
So, guys, all sorts of you guys in. 302 people in. Thank you very much for joining us. Head over to the polls, guys. I'm going to switch my screen and go over to here. Here are the polls for this evening. Game week 22 polls. Questions courtesy of the Twitter community. I put it out quite late this afternoon. So thank you guys for getting in there double quick and asking these questions. Obviously, the question I've always put in when we look forward to a game week is, who's your captain for game week 22? A few choices in there. Usual suspects, I think, guys. If I've missed anybody, obviously get in the comments, get in the live chat. Tell me who I've missed. But get over there and tell us your captain for game week 22. Then you can have a look at these four other questions. So the first question comes from Yella or Jella. I think you pronounce it Yella. I think so.
Like Yotta.
I like Yotta, but Yella. Yeah, so Yella. Thank you for the question. Best under 7 million forward. And then he says, other than Ings, obviously.
Obviously.
Because obviously Ings is the best under 7 million forward. But best under 7 million forward other than Ings, Morpie, Calvert-Lewin, Pukki, Delafeu or Deeney. So get in there and answer that question for Yella. Henry T asks the next question. Thank you, Henry T, for the question. As a follow-up to that next one, is Ings a must-own? Yes or no? Simple question. Is Ings a Mustang? The third question comes from Tips. Thank you, Harry, for the question. What are we doing with Spurs? Stick or twist? And of course, we're going to talk about Spurs in a bit more detail later on. He's, no, he asked loads of questions actually on the Twitter.
That
one's
just
to
wind me up, and you've picked that one specifically.
Well, do you know what? It wasn't just Tips. There was plenty of people answering that tweet asking about what should I do with Ali? Stick or twist? Hold or sell? Whatever, whatever. So loads of you asking about Spurs. So it has to be one of the questions in the poll. So thank you, Harry, for leading the charge for the community there. Spurs assets, stick or twist? And then Rushil back with another question. Rushil always asks a fantastic question. Always there every week, Rushil Joshi. Absolutely sensational questions. And he's asking the question, which is actually on everyone's lips. And again, this was a big question that got asked throughout the Twitter community when the Twitterati were answering my question earlier. How to double up on Liverpool. So there's a feeling now within the community that it's not a case of... how to treble up.
I was going to say, surely it's how to treble
up. And do you know what? His tweet actually says how to double up, because I think his question is, double up in defence plus a midfielder,
or
double up in midfield plus a defender, if that makes sense. So how are you doubling up? You could obviously ask that question, how are you trebling on Liverpool? And generally speaking now, that's the feel I've got on Twitter. You can tell me whether it's different on Instagram, but the feel on Twitter is you're going to have three for the Liverpool double in 24. And we are forward planning a little bit here because this is a game week 22 preview stream. But of course, on the mind of every FPL manager right now is, what are you doing for game week 24? How are you getting onto the Liverpool assets?
You need a plan to get there, don't you?
And you need a bit of a plan. You've got minimum, two or three transfers, maybe maximum four or five, more if you want to take hits, of course. And Rushil's question is absolutely right. How are you doubling and trebling up on Liverpool? What are you doing? Double defence, double midfield. And there's actually not a suggestion in Rushil's tweet of going for Firmino either. There isn't any talk here of looking at Firmino in the forward line. But if you are thinking about going Firmino as well, then obviously get in the comments, let us know in the live chat if you think Firmino is a good option. But there are the four questions, and of course the Game Week 22 question. All right, there we go. So that's our teams for Game Week 21. Covered, done, 65k, 9k. Good season so far for FPL Family. Not bad, eh? Not bad. Well, bloody brilliant
but
for
I'm
you.
Content.
And did you know what? I'm very content on 65. I'm trying to think back to where I was this time last year.
I'm never this high this year.
165.
No.
Tell you, 165. I think it was more like 200 or 300k, and I was sort of skirting around sort of 250, 300, trying to push up into that 100k. So to be 65, I'm pretty happy. Pretty happy with that. Here's a super chat from Keza FPL. So Kieran, thank you for the super chat. How are we doing, mate? Would you ever do an FPL 3 o'clock kickoff watch along? Now, Kieran, this is something that we've considered doing a number of times. Now, as you know, Kieran, we've got two little ones running around. So if you want us to do an FPL watch along, it will be a very highly interrupted FPL
Mummy!
Watch along. It would be.
Mummy, I need a milk.
It would be a difficult one, wouldn't it? It'd be a difficult one. We'd love to do it, but it would be.
My
a very
iPad's
difficult
not working,
thing to do.
Mummy.
Sit over there, watch your iPad. We're gonna do a live stream.
Mummy, yeah, and then Max will come in and go, "We're the park, because he just randomly sings that now.
Just about learning all the Spurs songs, isn't he?
Just comes in randomly. We're walking around the shops earlier. I said, we've got to go home now because Spurs are coming on. We're the park!
So thank you, Kieran, for the question. Kieran, obviously one of our former managers of the month from a few months ago. You guys that are regulars to the channel and that are subscribers will know that we uploaded another video a couple of days ago with Carl Henderson, our December manager of the month. If you haven't checked that out already, there'll be links in the description below. And there'll be on the end card as well. You'll see a little link to or a screenshot of Carl on there. So get over, have a look at how Carl got on throughout December, and he talks to us about what his key picks are for the next 4 or 5 weeks as well. So really, really nice to talk to Carl as well, as it was to Kieran a few months back. So
if anyone wants to babysit our kids so we can do a 3 o'clock live stream, you know.
Kieran, if you want to come down, Kieran, and babysit the kids for a bit, you'd be more than welcome, mate. And then we can do a live stream at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, if we can get rid of him for an afternoon at 3 o'clock, then we might do it. We have done it once before of an evening games, haven't we?
Yeah.
Midweek evening games. We might do it for one of those when we get an evening fixture.
We shall try and do that.
A midweek, oh my gosh, why can't I speak? A midweek fixture card.
We shall try and do that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Right, let's have a look. So here's our Twitter on the left-hand side, at FPL Family. If you're not following us over there already, go hit follow over there. And of course on Instagram as well, we're at FPL Family. Any Facebook news to report?
I've posted.
You've posted on Facebook. Excellent. A couple of super chats coming in the live chat. Thank you, Ewan Brody. He's saying, what about FPL Family Match of the Day Challenge stream? That could be quite good. Quite like the idea of that.
So we don't
hear off Twitter, social media blackout, and then we do a live stream during match of the day. That could be on you, and I like the sound of that.
Oh my gosh.
You'd never be able.
I don't know. You would never be able
to not be on social media for that amount of time.
I don't know that I could get through a live stream watching it live and not swear. That's the problem I'd have. Because Spurs, you know, Spurs would do Spurs things, and that would just, I'll just be completely irate.
Well, listen, I quite like the idea, you, and we shall put some thought into that, mate. Very, very good.
Oh, Lord.
Super chat from Steve. Steve, how are we doing? Good evening.
Hi,
he's saying
Steve.
Virgil or Gomez or Alisson or Robbo for the second defender. So let's talk about the FPL Family Derby on the back. That's a nice link, actually, from Steve. Because big, big game, obviously, on Saturday evening. Spurs versus Liverpool at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Now, listen, I've not seen or heard as much negativity from Spurs fans as I have about this game and the general malaise at Spurs for a very, very long time. Not least from you, but I also listened to the latest Planet FPL pod with Sujan James the other day. And I'll tell you what, James, he was on one about Spurs. Absolutely on one. Not happy at all. I don't want to go too much into what's going wrong at Spurs. I want to bring it back to FPL. But give us your feel about the game in particular. FPL Family Derby, Saturday, Liverpool going to London. How are you feeling about that right now?
Very bad.
Very bad. Why?
I'll play Salah, I'll play Trent. I expect them to get lots of points. Look. It's a shower of, isn't it? Let's be frank. We can't defend. The Spurs' defence is atrocious. So, Captain Salah, Captain Mane all day long for me against that defence.
So, you think so? Salah and Mane are captaincy options this game week. In a game week where Vardy, fully rested Vardy, with his baby celebration that we're all waiting for, has got a really, really nice fixture. And there's other nice fixtures out there.
Yeah.
You're saying Salah and Mane away at Spurs are good captaincy options?
Yes, 100%.
Right.
Spurs can't keep it. When did you ever see Spurs, in the last couple of months, do anything defensively decent?
It is true. I mean, so for my perspective, as a sort of fairly neutral, I mean, obviously I've got a soft spot for Spurs, but as a fairly neutral person looking at this, I can't help but feel like the whole Mourinho show is in full swing, right? It's actually turned up. The Mourinho circus has turned up pretty early, actually, to Spurs. It normally takes him about 18 months to get to this point, and it's taken him about 18 days. He's got to a point where he's already... So what is all this crap in the news about Ndombele? Oh, this guy, you know, he's injured all the time, blah, blah, blah. Well, clearly, he's got a bit of a knock. You let him rest, you don't play him. He puts him into a big game and he pulls his groin or does something. Now he's out for a few weeks. Harry Kane obviously needed a rest. But instead of bringing in Troy Parrott or something, he just does what Mourinho does, which is play and play and play until they break. And it just doesn't feel right.
See, I don't know that you can... You can blame Mourinho for a lot of things. I don't know that you can blame Mourinho for the injury crisis at Spurs, because if Poch was still there, exactly the same thing would happen. There was no rest. There was no rotation last year with Poch. It was play until you die, basically. And then at some point, Harry Kane's ankle gives up and he dies, and therefore you get some playing up top or whatever. I don't think we can blame Mourinho for that. There's a lot of things we will blame Mourinho for, but that I don't think he is accountable for. I think we have to, given our league position right now and given our situation in terms of the amount of money that we've invested in that new stadium and the need for Champions League football to attract the right players and to move in the right direction, those guys just have to play. They have to play, and they have to play well. Now, they're not playing because they're injured, or they play, or they refuse to play, or I don't know what's going on with Dembele. It's a very weird situation. But then he came out the other day and said how wonderful he was. So it's kind of conflicting messages all the time from him.
Which is classic Jose, right?
It is, yeah.
Including the thing at... it was in the Southampton game, wasn't it? So the classic...
When
he
called the other guy an idiot.
He's going over to the bench and he's having a word in someone's ear, and we're all thinking, what the hell's going on there? And he comes out post-match and says...
I was rude, I deserved the yellow,
but I was rude to an idiot. I'm sorry, that's not funny. That is classic Mourinho.
It is funny.
If you think it's funny, I'm happy that you think it's funny. But if I was a Spurs fan, I'd be deeply, deeply concerned that the Mourinho circus is already in full
swing. We all knew this was going to happen. Nobody at Spurs sat there and thought, this is going to go well. Nobody. Okay. When did I ever say that I thought this was a good idea? In fact, I think you'll remember that I was devastated about Poch. And then when Mourinho came in, I was just like, oh my God, I need to take a few days to compute this before I even mention it. For me, this has got 3-0 Liverpool written all over it.
So here's a question. So given that we're all planning for, as Rushil is in the polls, we're all planning for double game week 24.
Yeah, bring him in now.
Is bringing in against Spurs away, given that we've got Manchester United at home in 23 and then a double.
Bad.
Should you be bringing in, or could we consider bringing in our treble Liverpools early?
Yeah. So I nearly did it this week because I had a plan for Mane and Salah together.
So if you were going to treble Liverpool, that's what you're more inclined to go Salah and Mane with the double midfield with Trent at the back, presumably.
That's what I'd ideally like to do, yeah. Keep Trent at the back and have both Mane and Salah. And my plan was to have Toby for those nice three fixtures over Christmas.
Are you still holding Toby out of her out?
Well, I held him for the three fixtures over Christmas, the Norwich, the Brighton and the Southampton games, where I thought... Not necessarily for clean sheets, because I didn't see we were going to get them, but I held him because I thought that there were long ball opportunities for him to get assists in those games. So I had him for those, and he was my entry point for Mane. So the plan was to drop him down to a cheap Watford defender. I was looking at maybe Yan Mat when he's back from injury, somebody along that sort of price bracket, which would have allowed me to bring in Mane alongside Salah for the double. Now, I've got my two transfers for this week, so I was planning to... I thought, well, you know, Spurs are terrible, so why not do it now? But I'm 0.1 away from doing it.
Right, okay.
So I need to make two transfers in order to do that. So now it's made me kind of ponder, given you've got five clean sheets in five, actually, do I want to make an extra transfer to find the money for Mane?
Yeah.
Find 0.1, which probably means taking Tammy down, probably.
It's a hell of a lot of your budget.
It is.
Isn't it?
So which kind of keeps throwing me back to, well, do I just go with Robbo?
Yeah.
Because it is, I know it's expensive, but I can do that. I can just do now. I've got the money to do Toby to Robbo without thinking about it.
And I know that, so the two games to Liverpool in 24 are Wolves away.
Yeah.
That's not an easy game, by the
no.
way. Wolves away. And West Ham away, which up until a couple of weeks ago looked pretty safe bet for goals, but... You never know what the Moyes effect is going to be like, right? They've gone and beaten Bournemouth 4-0, clean sheet. All right, Bournemouth were pretty crap. We'll talk about them a bit later on. And I think the Gillingham game is still going on, but last we looked, it was 1-0. Zabaleta had just scored. So they're looking good for a clean sheet there too. So all of a sudden, Moyes has come in, two clean sheets back-to-back. All right, opposition is very different to Liverpool. But those are two games where Liverpool... You know, if you said to me you could win both of those 1-0 now, I'd take that.
Yeah, I just... And so this is what makes me kind of question it, is that I could, and I actually, for those of you that haven't watched it yet, there's one of my Sam Says videos got released today over on the FF Scout YouTube channel. So when we finished here, go and check it out. And I spent a long time talking about how to treble with Liverpool, and should we go two defenders and one in the mid, two mid and one at the back, or one of each and get Firmino. That was one of the options I looked at. And I still quite like the look of that, because I can go Tammy to Firmino.
Okay.
I've got the money to do that. I just don't know with Firmino. It's kind of feast or famine with Firmino, it feels. Like he's either going to go on a riot, or he's going to assist all of the assists, and it's going to be really irritating to own him. I can't quite decide how I feel about that.
Yeah.
But what puts me off the double defence is the two fixtures. I just don't necessarily see you getting a clean sheet at Wolves, and I don't think we know enough about what West Ham are going to do to know whether there's a clean sheet there.
Okay. All right. Very good. So I think the overriding feeling is not too early to get on the treble Liverpool. If that is your plan for game week 24, game week 22 is not too early to execute it. Well, I think generally speaking, we're both in agreement that...
That Spurs are rubbish.
We think Liverpool are going to win that game in game week 22, and that Spurs will...
I'll be amazed
if
anything else happens. Amazed.
Yeah, because I do think Spurs at the minute are going through periods of games where they are going for emotions, honestly. And I just think we'll seize our opportunity. Honestly do. I can't see also how the change in system is going. Like, they already don't really know what sort of system they're playing in. Jose doesn't really know his best 11 right now.
Well, Jose,
and if he's got no Kane up top, not only is that lack of leadership, but the whole...
Well, that's both captains now.
Yeah, but this thing about, you know, I think Jose knows that he's got duffers in the middle of the field, right? And the one that he does like is Ndombele. That's why he's frustrated that he's always injured. So he's bypassing those three and just going as direct as he can with Jan Vertonghen and Toby Alderweireld. Now, those guys can play a nice long ball, so there's no problem with that. Now, when you've got runners coming in at angles and on diagonals, like Son, who hasn't been there for three games, and Dele, who's been knackered for three games, you can ping those balls to Kane and you can get runners around him and you can play that way. without Son is not going to do that. Son is not a win a header and drop it off sort of player. He is a counter-attack, in-behind sort of player. Now, against Liverpool, that might be okay, but I wonder whether that's not the system you've been training. That's not the system that Mourinho prefers to play. And I wonder whether you're going to come up against Liverpool and the players are going to be like, what do we do? We don't know how to play with the personnel that are on the pitch.
And that's why he didn't want to... He wanted us to go through in the cup, isn't it? Because he was talking about how he wanted his weekdays to be training, not playing. So he wanted a cup win this weekend, not a replay, which is what we've got. But I think in terms of the Liverpool game, I cannot see him doing anything else other than playing Son up top. Now, the only positive, and I have to have a positive because otherwise I might cry, the only positive I can see from this is that when Kane was injured for the last two seasons when he's done his ankle, and they've both been around this point of the season that the ankle's gone, we have played significantly better without him and with Son up top. Now, obviously, I'm not in any way happy about losing Kane. To me, it's an utter disaster.
Okay.
But we do know how to play with Son up top. Those players that Mourinho has know how to play well with Son up top. So let's see what happens.
All right. Okay, super chat from Steve. Thank you, Steve, for the super chat. He's saying, Wolves are a defensive team. Moyes is a defensive manager. So surely two defenders from Liverpool going into 24 is better. So there's a nice thinking there from Steve. Are we expecting Wolves and West Ham to go and score loads of goals against Liverpool? Five clean sheets back to back. Another one today in the cup, albeit with different personnel. Joe Gomez looking like a different player. I must admit, I don't think it's as cut and dry as that. I know a lot of people are looking at Salah and Mane, and there's absolutely no question that is a nice thing to look at. I just think for me, that is going to mean a big bit. It's going to mean a lot of surgery for my
KDB
team.
KDB probably have to go for you.
Probably would mean KDB going, yeah. Or Maddison, who's my third most expensive midfielder.
But he's been
and
great
I don't want to get rid of him either. I'm quite happy with him. So, if I don't want to do major surgery, it's probably two defenders. But let's see how it goes. Anyway, enough on Liverpool and Spurs.
Thought of us playing you next week.
Plenty of chat there on Liverpool versus Spurs. Where else can we go? Let's talk about Manchester United versus Norwich then. So a slightly rejuvenated Norwich recently. Todd Cantwell finding his stride again. Mm-hmm. A lot of people actually not looking at Emi Buendia, get my words out, because of the fact that he's 6 point something and Cantwell is 4.8 now. I think he might have had a price rise, maybe even 4.9. So no one's really looking at Buendia, but if you look at the chances created, he's like second or third to Trent and KDB. He's right up there, Emi Buendia. He's having a really, really good season without being that explosive on the FPL points. But nevertheless, both he and Cantwell, Pukki, we assume out for short to medium term with this kind of toe injury. I think his foot got stepped on or something in the last game.
Well,
so
his metatarsal,
I think the news from the Norwich camp is that he's got a metatarsal problem. They didn't come out and say he's broken a metatarsal.
No, they didn't.
Because that would be 6 or 7 weeks. But he's got a metatarsal problem, whether it's bruising or whatever it is, we don't know yet. But we've got to anticipate him being out for a bit. From a Manchester United perspective, again, it feels all about Rashford and Martial. Goodness knows where Pogba is, AWOL again. But looking at the FA Cup game, looking at that Manchester United game in the FA Cup yesterday, I didn't see anything in that game that made me think, you know, they're
as bad as us.
What no fluidity or anything, right?
It's the Mourinho effect. I think, I thought Manchester United Wolves was one of the worst games of football I've ever watched. In the FA Cup.
No shots on target, I don't think. I was going to say no shots on goal, but I think it was no shots on target.
That was awful.
For Man United, for the first time in a couple of league games for a very, very long time.
It was dreadful.
Not good. Yeah,
and,
not good.
And it's very hard, like, Rashford and Martial. Every time Manchester United play, I get the absolute fear for my rank, because I don't own any Manchester United players. And because of their global popularity, in terms of just club support, they're very highly owned FPL assets. Now, that's not necessarily... So with Rashford and Martial, there's absolute justification for owning Rashford and Martial.
Home to Norwich in game week 22, you ain't selling ahead of that, right?
Oh, no. And there's absolute justification for owning them. But the defence is highly owned as well, the likes of Maguire. But that's a lot of the fans that own them. Like, and I suppose that's probably like me and Toby at the moment. But I keep looking at the Manchester United assets and thinking I should bring one in, because every time I watch them, I've got this absolute fear. But I just don't trust them.
Mm.
I don't trust them. And Norwich, for their part, they have been better again. So they seem to be on a bit of a roller coaster. No, not defensively, but that not for Norwich. It's the same as, you know, a lot of clubs, isn't it, at the moment? And their best way to defend is to attack. And so if Cantwell plays, they do look a different beast. And I fully expect if Pukki doesn't play, that Cantwell will play.
Could you make an argument for Rashford or Martial captain this week?
Ooh.
Home to Norwich is a game where, and again, we've talked before about how United struggle with the low block. I can't imagine that. That's not Norwich's game. Norwich's game is to go for it, as you've rightly said. If you're going to say the best form of defence is to attack from Norwich's perspective, surely that's going to play into United's hands at Old Trafford, and therefore you'd have a look at Rashford or Martial captain.
It should do, but can't you see that game going either way? You can either see Manchester United absolutely bossing that game, because sometimes they come out and they play brilliantly and they could easily win that game 3-4-0. Or Norwich will come out, they'll score first, and Man United will go, what the hell's just happened now? And then it will be a struggle. I see both sides scoring in that game, so I don't think either defence is that good for attacking for FPL returns this week.
Okay.
Could I make a case for captaining Rashford or Martial? Maybe. I just think there are better options out there this week.
I think you can absolutely make a case for them. Another one you can make a case for, Flynn XD, thank you for the comment in the live chat. Jimenez, differential captain. So Wolves at home to Newcastle. And we know Newcastle travel badly. No doubt about it. Yeah. They travel badly. Now, I think both Traore and Jimenez got a rest a little while back, whether it was in game week 20 or 21, I can't remember. But actually, in the last game, Traore in particular looked great. He went past his man 15 times against Watford. Now, I know Wolves lost that game, but that's the most a player has ever gone past his man. 15 times since records began, I've got on this note in front of me.
Since
OptaStats began in 06-07, that is the most a player has gone past his man in Premier League statistical history, Adama Traore. Despite the fact they lose the game, he still looks red, red hot. And Jimenez, sort of very, very consistently and quietly going about his business this season. For 7 point whatever he is, he feels like a really, really nice, steady Eddie pick. And going back to Flynn XD's question, that's why I struggle with Jimenez captain. Because as a captain, you want that chance for them to be explosive. You want that chance for them to get 15, 16, 17 points. And you're going to get that with Mane and Salah and Kevin De Bruyne and Vardy as well, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you're going to get that with Jimenez. So Jimenez, captain? I mean, you play these guys, right, against Newcastle at home, no question. But what about captaincy for Jimenez? How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, I think I would captain him. He is, like, I know you were just saying it as a kind of a negative, but for me, the fact that he has been so consistent so far this season is a real positive in terms of the captain's armband. If you look at game week 21, take the Liverpool boys out of the equation, the other captain's options for this week, Vardy didn't play, KDB blanked, Sterling got a 1 point cameo, Dele blanked, who else was captained this week? Like, they were all highly captained players that blanked. Now, I don't think Jimenez blanks in that game. And so, when there's other fixtures that could go either way, like that Manchester United game, like we were just saying, could be a riot for Martial and Rashford, or could be, you just don't know what kind of Man United team's going to show. Yeah. But with Wolves and Jimenez, you kind of feel like he's going to get you FPL points in that game. And by the way, if I own Traore, I think he's an outside captain option as well for this week.
Yeah, if you had a straight choice between Traore and Cantwell in that price range, where would you go, do you think? I think given the upcoming fixtures, I think I'd be tempted on Traore. Cantwell's fixtures, Norwich's fixtures do look tricky for the foreseeable. Let's have a look at those, just in case you're thinking of bringing Cantwell in on the back of what Sam was saying. So Manchester United away, as we were mentioning before. Bournemouth at home, which looks like a really nice fixture given how Bournemouth are playing.
Yeah.
Then they're away at Spurs. Make your own mind up on that. Away at Newcastle and then home to Liverpool. So according to Fantasy Football Scout, they are bottom of the ticker right now. So I don't think I'd be rushing to bring in Cantwell. Certainly not ahead of someone like Adama Traore, who has Newcastle and Southampton next. And then it gets a bit more difficult for him after that.
Yeah, I mean, Newcastle game looks nice. Southampton game, I think, looks quite challenging, actually. I think that's a difficult game. Southampton, particularly with Danny Ings at the helm, are looking like a decent option. I think there's captainable Wolves options there, for sure.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about Arsenal then, the team that has had a bit of a rejuvenated Christmas. Seems to be moving on up. I can see from the look on your face that you're delighted to hear that we're talking about Arsenal.
Absolutely thrilled. Really well.
Crystal Palace away, which of course is a difficult game. Palace, over the last three or four game weeks, Well, the last three or four game weeks, Gaeta has not been pulling in the eights and the tens, has he?
Why?
Because you've got him in. Yeah, the Gaeta luck is obviously gone, right? So he had like eights and tens for 4 weeks back to back, which was fantastic for those that got on him early. But since then, it's been two. So I wonder whether Palace, maybe that assured defensiveness has maybe gone a little bit in the last 2 weeks. And therefore, Arsenal, rejuvenated Arsenal with the likes of Pepe and Aubameyang both looking good in that last game.
Yeah.
Under Arteta, putting in a shift. I don't know if you noticed, Pepe got hauled off after 62 minutes in that last game, having got a goal when he hit the post. And I remember him looking a bit sad to be off. You know, he went off on a bit of a sulk. Now, but you could see why he was doing that, because he wasn't tracking back as quickly. Not because he couldn't, but because he was just too knackered to do it. So Arteta was like, right, I'm pulling you off mainly because you've put in such a shift for me. Now, I can't remember the last time any Arsenal player ever got substituted for putting in too much work. Do you know what I mean? So this Arsenal side, clearly we've known for a long time they're a talented bunch,
right? Oh, for
right?
Sure.
Lacazette, Aubameyang, Ozil, Pepe, you know, Torreira. These are all fantastic players.
Yeah,
fantastic 100%. Players. But they're under Emery, they just didn't have that, we want to work for each other. And under Arteta, I feel like he's got them singing off the same hymn sheet a little bit. So how do you feel about Arsenal assets, not just against this game against Palace, but going forward over the next few? You feel like Arsenal should, we're overlooking Arsenal a little bit potentially. And this comment that you always make on the live streams about it's a Aubameyang or nothing. Do you now feel it? There are some options at Arsenal?
No, I still feel like it's a Aubameyang. At the moment, I still feel like it's a Aubameyang or nothing. I'm not saying that in the future it won't be different, but for now, I still do feel like it's a Aubameyang or nothing. I don't see enough consistency yet from the others. So you're absolutely right in what you said. In game week 21, Arsenal were brilliant, and I thought that they looked annoyingly good. But I'm yet to see them do that consistently. We saw it a little bit in the Chelsea game in 20, like they played for a while, they played well, and then they did Arsenal things.
Yeah.
And then in 21, they play. I talked about Arsenal doing Arsenal things.
I talked about
Spurs being Spursy earlier. So Spurs go Spursy, Arsenal do Arsenal things. In 21, they actually were good for the whole game, I thought. They looked really, really good. But I'm yet to see it the consistency of it. The reason why I ummed about getting Arsenal in now is mostly because of the price point. So in order to get those players in, that probably means you're not getting your Liverpool third. And I think getting your Liverpool third is more of a priority right now.
I'd agree, yeah.
For that double game week. So Arsenal...
Ozil at 7.2 is a pun?
No, Lee. What? No! Ozil!
Just put it out there. He's played fantastically well since Arteta's come in.
Oh, shut up, Ozil. No.
One thing I will say about Ozil. And there isn't a lot of FPL Twitter talk about Ozil.
Well, that's why.
Only one shot since Arteta's been on. So my point is, let me make the point. The point is the creativity of the man is fantastic. He's there looking to get assist after assist. Not a lot of goal threat, admittedly. But I don't think it's too long before we, you know, maybe see an Ozil game with a couple of assists in it.
Okay, you get Ozil then. Let's see how it goes.
Definitely not getting Ozil. Another team I'd like to talk about is Chelsea. Now, you've got Tammy Abraham right now up front in your team.
Do you?
I still have Tammy Abraham.
Yeah.
I still do. And he's been kind of on the chopping block for me for two or three weeks.
Me too.
But then in 20 and 21, he got, I think, a goal in 20 and then an assist in 21. Bit of a lucky assist, actually, in 21. But nevertheless, we'll take the points. In game week 21, 3 penalty box touches and only 2 shots against Brighton. So not really passing the eye test, not really passing the underlying stats test either.
No.
However,
yeah.
Burnley at home don't get much better than that right now. Burnley at home. Despite the fact Burnley actually played very well in the FA Cup yesterday. I think they were 4-0 in the end, weren't they? And they played a slightly different system with Goodmanson back. Makes a big difference for them. Be very interesting to see what Sean Dyche does at Stamford Bridge. Does he think, well, I played this new system in the FA Cup, looked quite good, Goodmanson coming back in, made it. So one of the things, actually, shout out to James, actually, on Planet FPL Pod. I was listening to this earlier today, their latest pod. He was saying, if you look at Brady's heat map in the middle for Burnley, he's like back with the centre-halves. Then if you look at Goodmanson's, who's his kind of direct replacement, he's up furthest ahead in the pitch. So depending on who they play, the Brady or Goodmanson, they're being far more defensive-minded or attack-minded.
Okay.
And he was saying that that's why Goodmanson makes the difference. He's far more attack-minded. He gets up there in support of the guys up front, including Chris Wood. So I wonder whether Sean Dyche looks at that system and goes, do you know what? Let's be brave. Let's go to Stamford Bridge and be brave and get at that Chelsea defence, which we know they can get at. Listen, you can get at that Chelsea defence, no problem. But I don't think Frank knows his best back four right now, with Tomori in and out the team and Zouma in and out the team. He doesn't know who his best back four are.
He wasn't brave when he came to Spurs.
Listen, yeah, but...
And we worse.
Yeah, I don't know. I just... that's why I'm keeping Tammy for this game week, right? I'm not going to transfer him out ahead of Burnley at home. No way. But I don't think you can consider him for captaincy.
I'm incredibly frustrated with Tammy. Yeah. So I nearly got rid of him on my wild card, but he had Southampton next, and it seemed like, oh, you can't get rid of him against Southampton at home. And then he blanked. And it's like, oh, great. And then I kind of stuck with him because I wanted to make sure I didn't really know where I was going, and I couldn't make a decision last week. So fine, I kept him. And I feel like he keeps getting these stays of execution at the moment because the fixtures keep being nice.
Yeah, yeah.
But yet he's not doing anything. Really, he's not doing enough in those games, those nice games, to warrant keeping him.
Okay.
So this is where my kind of dilemma lies. It's a bit tricky. And
if you were going to get rid of him, who would come in?
Well, that's the other kind of pondering point, because I suppose it would probably be either Jimenez or Rashford.
Right.
Rashford. Now Rashford would be a shield. It would be shieldy. Yeah, well, it would, because every time, and I would only be doing that through fear of other people around me owning Rashford or Martial. But I quite like the idea of having Jimenez back, but I don't know.
Let's see what you guys are saying about
Burnley anyway.
Let's see what you guys are saying about Chelsea. FPL tips: we cannot defend. We don't have a preferred back four, so we go straight from the horse's mouth.
Tomori got
FPL
not
tips.
Scored.
A Chelsea fan. James Harden: Chelsea poor at home, Burnley poor against the top six teams. So we've got an unstoppable force hitting an immovable object. So something's got to give at the weekend. Something's got to give. FPL trophy: Mo is in. How are you doing, Mo? Very nice to see you. Two games in a row, Tammy done something. So I might just give him one more week. That's certainly how I feel about it right now. Hashim is saying, captain in Tammy here. Just feel like a hat trick is coming his way. I'm not sure I'd be captaining him. Not sure, but listen. Neil Craston: hey Neil, how are you doing? Keeping Tammy for the next two game weeks at least. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right to do that, because then I think the Chelsea fixtures take a bit of a turn for the worse. Let's have a look at the Chelsea fixtures. Yeah, Burnley, Newcastle, then Arsenal, Leicester and Manchester United. So it gets significantly more tricky for Chelsea. So if you're keeping Tammy, I would maybe keep him for a couple, as Neil is suggesting. And then in game week 24, which is clearly a key game week for us all, maybe that's the point at which you cash in on the Tammy money and you go down to a Calvert-Lewin or somebody, and then you upgrade your defence and you upgrade your... to the Liverpool midfield, or you get Robbo and Trent, or whoever it is you want from Liverpool. Maybe Tammy's the way to do that. I can see a lot of Tammy outs in game week 24 to fund Liverpool moves.
Yeah, I can see it.
With all this talk of Liverpool, we need to talk about West Ham. We're going to talk about those guys in a minute. Jake, thank you for the super chat. He's saying, what about Brighton forward? He's got good fixtures. You're absolutely right. So Morpay, I don't know if he pick up a bit of a knock in the FA Cup. Maybe I misread that. I don't know. But the Brighton fixtures do look good. Yes, Everton away, which is a tricky game. Villa at home, Bournemouth away, West Ham away, Watford at home. So I think if you've got Neil Morpay, I don't think you need to panic there. I think I'd be holding on to him. But I also don't think that I'd be bringing him in ahead of Everton away. Villa at home, maybe.
No, I think I tend to agree.
Would you downgrade Abraham to Morpay to fund some of your Liverpool moves, to get some money in the bank for game week 24? Actually not saving that much money, is it?
No, I don't think it is. And I also don't know that Brighton have the consistency that I would want from my third striker if I'm going to spend that much.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather go down to Calvert-Lewin if I'm going to go down.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll talk about him in just a second. But we do need to talk about West Ham. All this talk of Robbo, Trent, Mane, Salah, Firmino, all that lot. West Ham, of course, have a double game week as well, lest we forget. Now, a significantly harder double game week. I think they are away in both games, are
yes,
they?
Yes, Leicester and Liverpool.
I think they're away in both games. Are you sure?
Leicester and Liverpool.
I think you're absolutely right. West Ham, no, home to Liverpool, then away to Leicester. So they're at the King Power, then they're at the London Stadium for the Liverpool game. I thought that was the case, because I think Liverpool both away in both. So who should we be looking at from West Ham, if anyone? Because I don't think I've got much of a feel yet for what David Moyes' second coming at West Ham kind of looks like yet.
No.
Even Fabianski. I see a lot of the Twitter community going for Fabianski in between the sticks and saying, well, I'm going for him because he's going to get loads of save points.
Oh.
Okay. But...
or he might concede for him both games and get minus points.
Yeah, I just kind of... I just don't get much of a feel that I want to get in on anybody. It'd be a real punt to get in on anybody. The only one that I might have a look at, and you're going to shoot me down for this, got his first goal of the season at the weekend in the FA Cup.
Where are you going with this?
And when he scored that goal, you could see the relief on his face. And when he got bought off, the stadium gave him a standing ovation. Felipe Anderson, he got his goal. The stadium was like, well played, mate. Best game you've had in ages. And you could see he was just happy. He was just a happier person. Now, he's going to have to be really bloody happy to do stuff against Liverpool and Leicester. But I just wonder whether he might be a real... I don't use the word wild card because that's got different connotations in FPL, but he's a real jammy pick, isn't he? To go back to an old phrase that we like using. He would be a real jammy pick for 24. You're not convinced, I can see.
Look, so here's my... And I speak about this quite a lot on the recent Sam Says, but my honest view on this is that we've seen the new West Ham, or the new old West Ham, depending upon how we want to look at it, yeah, under Moyes, for one game. All right, we've seen them in the FA Cup today, but we've seen them for one proper Premier League game. And that was against a Bournemouth side who in the last 10 game weeks sit bottom of the league for form. So
right off it, aren't
they are the worst team in the league, yeah, in the last 10 weeks.
Now, again, a decent FA Cup game.
Yes, but it's Gillingham. Yeah. So look,
Was it Gillingham against Bournemouth?
Oh, sorry, I'm talking about West Ham.
Oh, sorry, I was just quickly interjecting and saying that, yes, West Ham did play well, but it was against Bournemouth, who were crap.
Right.
And I think Bournemouth won like 4-0 or something with Callum Wilson in the cup yesterday.
But, yeah, they did. But Bournemouth are terrible in the league. They are terrible in the league. So I'm not sure how much onus we can put on our West Ham assets yet, because I don't know that we know for sure that West Ham team and that... There was obviously some new manager bounce. That is clear. There was a lot of... I'm not seeing the West Ham fans as happy as that in a very, very long time.
No.
But how much of that was about David Moyes and how much of that was about Bournemouth is where I'm not entirely sure on it yet. Now, this week will be interesting. They go to Sheffield. Now, Sheffield United, that's a very... difficult place to go.
It is, yeah, absolutely.
That will tell us a lot more about this new David Moyes West Ham team than the game against Bournemouth did last week.
Yeah.
So for me, I'll be watching that game on Saturday lunchtime with a view to, do I want any West Ham for the double? Not who, but do I want any?
Yeah, and I think we were talking before about it's not too early to get on Liverpool now.
But it is too early for 24, West Ham.
But it is too early for West Ham, isn't it? You've got to scout them, I think, a little bit. Now, and if you really want them, go for it. And I think FPL Chances in Dan is here. Hey, Dan, how you doing? He's saying Fabianski's points per game is very good. He racks up the save points and the bonuses because of that. And we saw a few weeks back how Gaeta rocked up with an 8-pointer despite conceding a goal in game week 18, 19, something like that. It was a while back, wasn't it? So the keepers do have it in them to get... I mean, Fabianski saved a penalty a couple of weeks ago and got some bonus points. So it's there.
And he's better than any of the defence. He's better to own than any of the defence.
Yeah, okay, go with that.
But I just don't... My fear for West Ham in those games is that Leicester and Liverpool are the sort of teams that can put four goals past you. And you've got to play both of them.
Yeah.
So what happens if he concedes eight? Like, it could happen. Okay. So that is my fear. I want to watch West Ham in game weeks 22 and 23 before I decide what I'm doing. The West Ham attacking assets, like you said, Felipe Anderson looked good. Of the front six, they all got attacking returns in that game, bar Fornals. He was the only one who didn't, but he was actually the most unlucky and the most creative on the pitch.
Okay.
So let's see and let's keep a watchful eye on what they do, because whilst Liverpool don't really concede, or they haven't in the last 5 weeks anyway, Leicester can ship a few goals here and there, so there could be some attacking returns possible in those games.
Okay.
So if you get on the right one, it could be a nice differential for the double.
Okay, and we're speaking of differentials, another team that are playing, we've been talking about how bad Bournemouth have been recently, Watford go to Bournemouth in a clash of what can only be described as you know, a pretty out of form team against a very informed team. We joke in these live streams about giving Watford 42 seconds. Well, listen, they are very much worthy of more than 42 seconds right now. I said on the FPL pod last week, the fact that Deeney gives them more than just being a striker and a focal point. He's leader. He's telling all the young players on the pitch, particularly those in more advanced positions like Sarr and Deulofeu, what to do, where to run. He's orchestrating it all. So I think the return of Deeney is big for Watford. Big. At a time when Pearson's come in and he's given them a bit of a new manager bounce, it's just a bit of a perfect storm there for Watford right now. And we're seeing that. I think they're either out of the relegation zone or they could well be out of the relegation zone after game week 22 if they get the right result at Bournemouth. Sarr in particular is a really nice differential. Some of you guys in the live chat are really saying he's 0.8% owned. 0.8.
Really good.
Really, really good differential. His price tag puts me off slightly, 6.2, which feels, if he was 5 point something, I don't know whether psychologically that would make me feel a bit better about getting him. But 6.2 just feels a little bit too expensive. But listen, Bournemouth next, 3 goals, 2 assists on the season. Took his time to get into the team. But actually looks pretty good now. We saw that in the summer for Senegal, looked pretty good as well. So, I don't know, 0.8. There's not that much better differentials out there than Ismaïla Sarr right now.
I mean, I like him. I think he looks great. I was really impressed watching him last week. I thought he passes the eye test, the stats look good. I don't really have anything negative to say about him other than it's difficult. Maybe I'm on my own in thinking about this, but I find it hard to bring in somebody that's going to cost me the same as somebody else in my team when I'm looking to free up money to do my Liverpool stuff. I mean, that's kind of where my quandary lies. But then maybe actually he is the one that's worth doing that for, because Watford, of all of the teams in the Premier League right now, they are the ones that seem to have the most, or that end of the Premier League anyway, they are the ones that have the most fight about them and the most kind of determination to get out of it. And that will be driven by the likes of Sarr and Deeney, who, I mean, I can't believe that I've even pondered on bringing Deeney back in, because you know what happened at the end of last season when I owned him.
Yes, I do.
But I have thought about it, because if I'm going to lose Tammy, well, Deeney is a very nice, much cheaper way of replacing him.
Yeah. All right. Well, very good. Listen, we could talk for hours about game week 22 and the upcoming fixtures, but I don't think there's much more we can talk about than that. We haven't even got to Villa versus Man City, which...
That's where your captain comes from, by the way.
Do you think?
120%.
Man City away at Villa?
Yes. That's where my captain's so you're going from.
All right, well, let's talk about captains and transfers then for the game week coming up. Let me switch my screen back to your team then. So this is your team from game week 21. Now, am I right in saying that you haven't spent any transfers yet, but you do have 2 in the bank?
Yeah, I burnt one last week.
You burnt a transfer last week, so you've rolled the 2 over again. What are you going to do with that team then? I doubt if you're going to be burning another transfer.
No, I can't burn any more transfers. So Toby's going to go this week for definite, but I just can't decide what I want to do. And it's at this point I have to decide on where I'm going with Liverpool. Whether I'm going for the Liverpool double up at the back, in which case he'll go for Robbo this week, which is ridiculous for me ahead of a game against my own team. But he'll go for Robbo this week. Or if I'm going to go with the Liverpool midfield double up, which is my preference,
yes,
then he'll go for a cheap, probably Watford defender.
Watford? You could go to someone like Mason Holgate at Everton?
Yes, I could.
4.4,
I did look at Sidibe, because I can just go straight to him, but it's not freeing up any money.
No. Do like Sidibe, by the way.
Yeah.
But so he's that bit more expensive, option, isn't he? Yeah.
But it wouldn't free up any money. But then if I'm only making one transfer that week, does it matter? Because I could lose. See, there's so much to ponder on. But it's definitely going to be Toby out. I just don't know where I'm going yet. It's either going to be a really cheap, probably Watford defender, or I'll level it and go with Sidibe. I can't decide.
Okay, and in terms of captain then, you are thinking about Kevin De Bruyne then, away at Villa?
Probably going to be De Bruyne, yeah.
Okay, all right, very good.
Yeah, there's a chance I might go Vardy, just because I've got the fear of Vardy captainers, but probably Kane.
Okay, all right. As Dan is saying in the live chat, Sidibe injured. Yeah, he did pick up a bit of a knock today at Anfield, so keep an eye on that. I did notice that Mason Holgate, actually, that's why I mentioned him to you, is because he should have scored in the first half, were it not for a header that went directly at Adrian. And actually, in the more recent game weeks in the Premier League, I've noticed that he's been getting in and up there from crosses. He can head a ball, this kid. There's no doubt about it. Mm. And Sigurdsson and the guys at Dina that take the corners, they do look for him. So I think he's a reasonable threat from set pieces.
I kind of feel like by owning an Everton defender, this is my fear with an Everton defender, is that I become reliant on Richarlison and Sigurdsson to do stuff to give them the ball, and that worries me quite a lot because I don't like.
No, I don't think you should worry about that. The fixtures for Everton, I think, for the next four or five game weeks look pretty good, and at 4.4, I mean, this goes back to, so talking about my team, this is, I'll just flick over to my team a second. So here's my team from game week 21. Now, I'm pretty happy with my team. Up until 21, I was all set on selling Grealish. He was going to go, and I almost did Grealish to Traore, which would have hurt, would have really stung. And I know a lot of you guys in the community did that transfer, so that's just bad news if you did. Now that you got the 13-pointer in 21, I'm actually considering keeping him for a bit, just to see whether he can continue some of that form. He's very, very consistent. I know what you're saying. I know what you're going to say, because you've said it every Sunday, is that Villa are bad, and there's no doubt about it.
I said it on Ohana yesterday.
If something's going to come from Villa, it's going to be Grealish, but there ain't a lot coming from Villa. So I do get it, but I do think I want to keep him for now. The transfers that I'm considering making, I do have two free transfers.
You're going to do both?
I don't know yet. I don't know. But the two guys in my team that I don't want right now are Rico and Taylor.
Yeah.
So both the Burnley and the Bournemouth defence are bad right now. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Now, listen, they've both come off the back of pretty good FA Cup wins where the managers have played a slightly different system and it's looked a lot better for them. So,
and Rico was injured in the last game. Yeah, that's why he went off.
He was in the FA Cup game or in 21?
No, 21. He was carrying a niggle, which is okay. Why he got taken off at half-time on minus one.
Well, he played and got an assist in the FA Cup,
didn't he?
So yeah. It must be all right.
Yeah, I think he brought him off for that very reason. It was a bit of kind of like, you've got a niggle, you're coming off because we need you for...
Right, okay. So that's one for me to keep an eye on. But nevertheless, if I look at my team, those are the two I don't want in there.
Yeah.
Now, I've got about a million in the bank. If I want to save that for game week 24 with whatever I'm going to do with it, then a straight swap from Rico to Holgate looks like it could be all right. Or a swap from Charlie Taylor to Holgate looks like it could be all right as well. Mm. I did also look at maybe getting on the Liverpool assets early as well. And I can do Rico to Robertson if I do Abraham to Calvert-Lewin. I can do that right now with two free transfers and it would leave me with 0.0 in the bank. So
but
if I was going
to
do
it,
I'd need to do it pretty early. But I don't want to get rid of Tammy before Burnley. You're absolutely right. And I'm still not sure whether my Liverpool strategy is two mids or two defenders. I actually think if you were going to put a gun to my head and say, what are you going to do right now? I think I would have Trent and Robbo right now. I think
I'd
have Trent and Robbo.
That's interesting because that would give us different, because I think I'm going to go with the two big guys.
Yeah, well, I do. The only reason I wouldn't do the two big guys, which by the way is a fantastic strategy if you can get there, it's getting there. I feel like I would need to sell KDB or Madison because I've got Cantwell who's too cheap. And I've got Grealish is too cheap. So it'd have to go...
Delhi,
so Delhi is fine. You'd want to get rid of him. But with my other two, I'm quite happy with Madison and KDB. So I don't feel like I want to sell either of those two and do major surgery to my team. So that's what I'm feeling right now, guys, is the Trent and Robbo double up, mainly because I want some balance in my team. Here's a question for you. Triple captain chip on either Salah or Mane for the double game week?
No, because I'll get it the wrong way, won't I?
So there's a thought, isn't it? So
if I will inevitably get it wrong. So I just will. You know I'm going to. So you know whichever one, here's a tip for you, because I'm probably going to have both. Whichever one I tell you I'm captaining, captain the other one, because I'm bound to get it wrong.
Oh, because you've got so much wrong this season so far.
My captain's armbands aren't quite right. They're always okay, but they never hit the biggest point hole, it seems.
Okay.
So I can't trust myself. Plus, I'm still not convinced that this is the best double game week to use it in. I still think that there will be a better fixture double at some stage.
Okay. Milan Milic, thank you for the comment. He's saying triple captain Robbo is my strategy in 24. Loving that. Look at that. That is properly getting out there. FPL tips, Trent captain. Listen, we know what Trent can do on his day. We know what he can do on his day. And I don't think that's such a terrible shout. Optimus Prema is saying triple captain is always potluck. Yeah, it does feel a bit like potluck sometimes, no doubt about it.
With Milner injury, that means Salah's going to be on pens, so does that make him better as a captain?
Well, let's see about the Milner injury, right? It looked like a okay one. He walked off okay today, so let's see. He's got, what, 2 or 3 weeks until game week 24, so let's
but
have a look.
But he's not likely to be both anyway, is he? No, he's not.
So Salah will be on some penalties at some stage over that 180 minutes, if indeed Salah's going to play the 180 minutes.
What? Oh, don't say this to me now. Right, why would Salah not? You just said that to wind me up.
No, listen, this is, you know, we're coming up to a point in the season where the Champions League is going to start kicking in again in a few weeks. You never know what sort of rotation Klopp's going to do. And by the way, we've got a whole B team and a whole youth team that could easily win the Premier League. So we've got no problem with a bit of rotation. Get Curtis Jones in there. What a legend. Triple captain Minamino, Mark Meehan is saying. There we go. That's the spirit, Mark. That's
I wonder
like
how many people own him now. I love that. That stat that you read to me the other day. He'd only been in the game like an hour or something. You know, we'd had 6,000 owners.
Yeah, and I almost guarantee you that of those 6,000 owners, 5,999 of them are Japanese FPL players. No question about it. If you look on some of the Liverpool Twitter, there was pubs in Japan. Every single man and woman and child and dog in that house was wearing a Minamino shirt. They absolutely love Minamino going to Liverpool. It's absolutely on. There's no doubt about it. So there's my team. I am probably going to spend the two. Definitely going to spend the one. I'm either going to go short-termist and do Rico to Holgate, or I'm going to think more about my game week 24. And if between now and Saturday, no, Friday, it's a Friday day, and if between now and Friday I decide that I'm going early on my Trent and Robbo strategy, it'll be Robbo. Which against Spurs.
Double Liverpool versus Spurs. Which double Liverpool Spurs, defense versus Spurs.
I'm up for it. I'm up for that against your lot. No doubt about it.
What makes this even funnier is that when this game kicks off, we will still be at our son's sixth birthday.
We won't even be watching it, guys. We're not even watching Liverpool and Spurs live. It's Max's sixth birthday and I've got to dress as Super Mario. I won't even be watching Liverpool Spurs live.
I haven't got your Super Mario costume, so you're going to have to go as Iron Man.
I'll be going as that rubbish dad that sits in the corner watching Liverpool Spurs on his phone. No doubt about it. Well, let's go back to the questions in the polls before we wrap up this evening, guys. Game week 22, Captain Sam. Sterling/De Bruyne.
Yeah.
Abraham. Salah/Mane. Well, that's hard to say. Vardy or Rashford? You're going for De Bruyne, I think.
I'm probably going to go De Bruyne, but I do really like Salah. I think he's a good option. I think Vardy is too.
Okay. Vardy in at 60% for you guys. Most of you guys going for Vardy at 60%.
Hiccup, sorry.
Sterling, De Bruyne in at 21%. Salah, Mane in at 10. Rashford in at 6. 1% of you going for Tammy Abraham. Could be a nice differential captain, Tammy Abraham, this week.
I think it's really brave.
It's a brave one. We're getting to the point of the season, though, where a bit of cojones. Being brave is not a bad thing. Shoots you up the game week ranks, isn't it?
Okay.
It's getting harder and harder to move up the ranks. So you now need to start getting your Ismail Assars. You need to start treble captaining Liverpool players in the game week 24. So you need to start making some more brave decisions.
Okay. Go on then.
Not you. You're 9K. You just need to play it safe. But if you're down in a rank where you're not happy, start triple captaining Tammy Abraham. Who knows?
Triple
captain. Yes. I can't believe I just said that. Best under 7 million forward that's not Danny Ings. Morpai, Calvert-Lewin, Pookie, Deulofeu or Deeney?
Deeney of them.
Deeney?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? 62% of you, quite rightly, as I would have suggested, gone for Calvert-Lewin. 62% with those fixtures, given the way that Ancelotti's been bigging him up and all that sort of stuff. 62% looking good. Morpai actually coming in next at 16%. Deeney then third with 9%. Deulofeu and Pookie bringing up the rear with 6%. But Calvert-Lewin, the overwhelming favourite there. Very, very good. And then on the back of that question, is Ings therefore a must-own?
Yes.
Yes. More split than you'd think. 53% of you going,
wow,
Danny Ings is a must-own. 46% of you saying no. And I think that must be because
the really
fixtures
surprised
on the horizon for Danny Ings do look pretty tough.
No, I don't buy this. He scores against anyone. He scores against who he wants.
And do you know what? I feel like with Danny Ings that Southampton could play the next 5 games and lose them all 2 or 3-1.
They will.
But he'd get the one.
They will.
He'd get the one,
wouldn't
he?
They'll lose them all, but he'll score every game.
He'll score every game. Yes, 53. No, 46. More split
than
I thought.
I'm really surprised at that.
On Danny Ings.
Cheap as well.
Spurs asset stand 6.
Get rid of
them. Stick or twist.
Get rid of
them. Twist. 85%. Saying twist on Spurs assets. Only 14%. 15% saying stick. So
I'd
most
be interested
of you guys
to know, of those 15%, who they own. Because if it's Sun,
yeah,
I can understand the sticking.
Okay. Well, 85. Well, no one's got Sun, right? Been out for the last 3 games. But 85% of you twisting.
Why didn't you ever buy?
On the Spurs assets. There we go. Liverpool's double in game week 24. What is your strategy? Is it like me that I'm tending towards with the two defenders and one midfielder? Or are you sort of tending towards Sam, which is the two midfielders and one defender? So how are you going two mids, one defender? Right now, that's your thinking.
I think so.
You think so. Still a bit to be decided, but that's kind of what we're thinking. Very split here again, actually. 56% just about siding with you.
It's a budget thing, isn't it?
In the Salah and Mane plus Trent. And I think if you're going to go with one defender as your strategy, it's Trent over Robbo, isn't it? Or is it?
That's not that straightforward. I think that's closer than you think, too.
It's a coin toss with a lot of these, isn't it? It's a very, very difficult decision.
Can we just have four?
Can we just have four? That'd be nice, wouldn't it? That'd be nice. 56% of you, though, going with the two mids, one defender strategy. 43% of you going with the two defenders, one mid strategy. So that is very split. Very, very split. And I think it's going to be a double game week 24 is going to be lively. There's no doubt about it. It's going to be lively because I think one of those assets, one of those four that are on everybody's thoughts is going to go mental. Trent's going to get a 20-pointer or Mane's going to bag a hat trick. I just got the feeling something's going to happen and there's going to be some very, very happy FPL managers, but there's going to be some very unhappy ones as well. It's going to be a swingy game week. And if I'm going two defenders, one midfielder, and you're going the opposite, that's going to be very, very interesting to see how the overall ranks sit at the end of double game week 24.
As long as I'm still ahead.
You will still be ahead. Don't you worry about that. Still be ahead. So, guys, thank you for the questions. Those are your answers. Just a quick shout out to the podcast listeners. So if you're listening to us via your favourite podcasting platform, then thank you for joining us on Spotify or SoundCloud or Acast, Deezer, Apple Music, anywhere you listen to your podcasts. We are also available, as you guys that listen to the podcast will obviously already know, we do this audio for this live stream as a podcast as well. If you're tuning into the YouTube video and you think, actually, I might listen to them on the bus.
Or I don't want to see their faces anymore.
I'll see their face. I'll listen to them on the bus. Or maybe when I'm, you know, doing something important at work or doing my homework or something, you know, and I can't watch a video, I've got to sort of concentrate. But Lee and Sam's voice is in my background, in my AirPods.
Maybe we might lull people to sleep.
You can't say that. You can't say that.
Yeah, but people do listen before they go to bed.
Maybe they do.
Well, you were listening to the pod the other night before bed.
That is true.
Not our pod.
That is true.
That is true.
Listen to the dulcet tones of Mr. James and Mr. Such. Yes. So yes, if you want to listen to us as a podcast, you can download us as a podcast. If you haven't had enough of us yet this evening, I don't blame you, you will see even more of us this week. So we are on FPL FYI this week. I'm on FPL FYI this week with James and with Rambo. I suspect Rambo will still be on his Danny Ings train. I suspect that will be all aboard.
Forever.
And rightly so, by the way. What a call that was, by the way, from Rambo. What a call. At the beginning, we're all like, yeah, all right, Rambo. Good luck with that.
Whatever.
You'll get injured, but you know.
Okay.
Now everyone's taking Danny Ings and Rambo very, very seriously.
We just
right
asked
now.
A poll question about, is he essential?
Is he a must-have? Rambo be all over that. So I'm on FPL FYI this week, so look out for that. Both of us are going to be on the FPL show as well on Thursday night, if you can watch it live, or else it's on the official FPL website and app on Friday morning at 9 o'clock, goes live. Look out for the links on our Twitter, at FPL Family, and indeed on the official, at official FPL Twitter as well. They obviously put some videos on there as well. So we're both on there on Thursday. And you, Sam, are going to be on the FPL podcast with Mr. James Richardson this week. Very much enjoyed it last week with Kelly. Very much enjoyed it. But I think Mr. Richardson is back. And you will be on with him, I think, on Thursday.
Yeah, I will indeed. Yeah, and we'll have a Sam Says and a Sam versus Lee out this week as well over on the FF Scout website.
Loads of stuff. So if you guys aren't following,
if you want to see any more of us,
if you guys aren't following Fantasy Football Scout or subscribe to their YouTube channel, then definitely go and check them out over there. Sam versus Lee is our current video mini series that we're doing on FF Scout. Current scores are?
I'm not telling you because we haven't released the current video yet.
Yeah, but up until this video, it's 4-1, I think, isn't it? You're
it
winning.
It is indeed, yeah.
I desperately need to claw something back. So look out for that later in the week on the Fantasy Football Scout website and on their YouTube channel. That's it. Good luck in game week 22. We'll be back as ever this time again, Sunday night, 8 p.m. in our regular slot, where we'll be reviewing everything that we've previewed this week. So all of those decisions,
including the FPL Family Derby,
including Liverpool Spurs, which we won't be watching.
We will be watching some of it.
Be watching a bit of it. And we'll be talking about how Abraham's got on at home and how Man City have smashed Aston Villa and your KDB captain's going to come in. All that good stuff, as usual, Sunday night, 8 p.m. Until then, leave us a like before you go. Thank you for joining us this evening. Hit that subscribe button if you're new around here. And don't forget the little notify bell as well, so it pings you and pings on your phone whenever we go live. And we will see you this time next week, Sunday night, 8 p.m. Cheers. See you
soon. Bye, guys. Green arrows.